Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. First, I'd like to publicly thank the Dean of the Chapel for assigning this text to me today. After all, this is exactly the kind of psalm that we all love to preach. And how could we not, since this is surely the kind of psalm that we all like to read? As I read this psalm, it strikes me as a kind of SET, a psalmist's sort of self-evaluation tool. It appears to invite me to rate myself on a scale of 1 to 5, with 5 being the best. Then we can enter the results into the big database in the sky, and that will help the district president figure out what kind of church I'm best suited for and what kind of call I should get. So let's work through this, shall we? Verse 1. Praise Yahweh. Blessed is the man who fears Yahweh, who greatly delights in his commandments. Hey, that's a 5. I mean, I teach the commandments in my Exodus class, and I do a pretty good job of it. And if that doesn't qualify me for delighting in his commandments, then what does? Verse 3. Wealth and riches are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Well, this one's a little tougher. I am, after all, a seminary professor, so that wealth and riches are in his house business is a little weak for me. But then again, I shouldn't grade myself too low, because if I do that, someone will think I don't know how to handle money. I'm actually pretty good at handling money. It's just that I'm a specialist. I specialize in spending it rather than in making it. We'll call that one a 4. His righteousness endures forever. Too high, they'll think I'm a pietist. Too low, they'll think I don't take sanctification seriously enough. We better play this one safe and go right down the middle. 4. He is gracious, merciful, and righteous. 5. Deals generously and lends, conducts his affairs with justice. Well, I loaned that book to a graduate student a few years ago and never got it back, and that student who was having problems, I let him turn his paper in late. I think that's a 5. He's not afraid of bad news. I don't know about that. Oh wait, the text goes on. His heart is firm, trusting in Yahweh. Okay, then that's a 5. His heart is steady. Verse 8, he will not be afraid until he looks in triumph on his adversaries. Well, look, I have a PhD from one of the most prestigious universities in the world. I met the President of the United States. I had a conversation with the Vice President, the one that invented the Internet, not the one that goes hunting. I met gaggles of congressmen and senators and court justices, the Prime Minister of Sudan, who was on the top 10 list of terrorists worldwide at the time I met him, hosts of academics and churchmen and journalists, and even a few people in the entertainment industry. Nobody intimidates me. That's a 5. He has distributed freely. He has given to the poor. Well, I did give that 8-year-old computer I had to the church. That's a 4. Let's check it out and see how we did then, shall we? 5, 4, 4, 5, 5, 5, 5, 4. Let's see. Carry your 3, divide by 8, that's 4.625. 4.625. That's about right, I think. That's pretty blessed. I suppose I can live with that. What? This psalm is not about me? Well, if it's not about me, who is it about? Oh, it's about Jesus. You mean, Jesus is the one who fears Yahweh, who greatly delights in his commands. Jesus is the one whose righteousness endures forever. Jesus is the one who is gracious and merciful, who deals generously, who conducts his affairs with justice. Jesus is the one whose heart is firm, who trusts in Yahweh, who looks in triumph upon his adversaries. Jesus is the one who's given freely of what he has to those who lack. Well, if this is all about Jesus, then what about me? Verse 10 is about me. Verse 10 isn't even part of this appointed reading. Oh, okay, I'll read it anyway. The wicked man... The wicked man will see it and be angry. He will gnash his teeth and become weak with despair. The desire of the wicked will perish. Well, that's not a very happy text. I can see why we left that out of the lectionary. Why is that about me? The introit? Yeah, I remember the introit. It was from Psalm 32. Verses 5 and 6, I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to Yahweh, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Therefore, let everyone who is godly offer prayer to you at a time when you may be found. Oh, then what? Verses 1 and 2. Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom Yahweh counts no iniquity. And then, Psalm 112, verse 9. He has distributed freely. He has given to the poor. Let me get this straight. You're saying that all the things that Psalm 112 says about Christ become mine in him because he has freely given of what he has to those who lack. Oh. So that means in Christ, I'm a 5. I can live with that. I can live in that eternally. Amen.